Gram-positive bacteria. Clostridioides, species name, S. Clostridioides difficile. Hallmark infections. Colitis, pseudomembranous colitis, toxic megacolon. Symptoms include diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, increased white blood cell count. Modes of transmission, transfer of spores from contaminated environment or by hands, especially in healthcare settings when good hand hygiene practices are not followed. Any surface, device, or material, such as commodes, bathtubs, and electronic rectal thermometers, that becomes contaminated with feces could serve as a reservoir for C. difficile spores. The spores can also be transferred to patients via the hands of HCP who have touched a contaminated surface or item. Enterococci. Species name, S, over 30 species. Most commonly encountered are Enterococcus faecalis and Enterococcus faecium. May be encountered as a multiple drug-resistant organism, EMDR-O, vancomycin-resistant Enterococci, VRE. Hallmark infections, UTIs, wound infections, abdominal infections, bacteremia/sepsis, endocarditis. Modes of transmission. Major mode of spread is direct or indirect contact transmission mediated by transient carriage on the hands of HCP. Other routes include transmission via contaminated sources, that is contaminated medical devices or equipment or the environment. Listeria. Species name, S. Listeria monocytogenes. Hallmark infections. Perinatal listeriosis, meningitis. Modes of transmission. Foodborne, especially fresh soft cheeses, unpasteurized or inadequately pasteurized milk, ready-to-eat deli meats, hot dogs. Perinatal transmission, from mother to infant, may occur. Staphylococcus, coagulase negative. Species name, S. Staphylococcus epidermis, Staphylococcus hemolyticus, Staphylococcus lugdunensis, Staphylococcus saprophyticus. Hallmark infections, UTIs, bacteremia/sepsis, device infections, endocarditis. Modes of transmission, contact, unwashed hands, and contaminated patient care equipment. S. epidermis and S. lugdunensis are endogenous. Staphylococcus, coagulase positive. Species name, S. Staphylococcus aureus. Hallmark infections, wound infections/abscesses, pneumonia, empyema, osteomyelitis, bacteremia/sepsis, endocarditis. Enterotoxin can lead to toxic shock syndrome, TSS, food poisoning, and Staphylococcus scalded skin syndrome. Modes of transmission, endogenous, naturally occurring on a host, contact, unwashed hands, contaminated patient care equipment. Streptococcus. Species name, S, over 30, classified into groups. Group A, Streptococcus pyogenes. Group B, Streptococcus agalactiae. Group G, Streptococcus pneumoniae, and Streptococcus viridans are of particular concern. Hallmark infections, Group A, pharyngitis, strep throat, necrotizing fasciitis, rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, impetigo, skin and soft tissue infections/abscesses, postoperative surgical site infections. Group B, neonatal infections, bacteremia/sepsis, meningitis, postpartum infections. Group G, opportunistic infections, including pharyngitis, skin and soft tissue infection, septic arthritis, osteomyelitis, bacteremia, endocarditis, and meningitis, in patients with underlying medical conditions. S. pneumoniae. Pneumonia, otitis media, meningitis. S. viridans. Endocarditis, oral abscesses. Modes of transmission. Group A, direct person-to-person contact, probably by infected droplets of saliva or nasal secretions and perhaps by hand-to-hand-to-mouth contact. Foodborne and waterborne. Transmission via fomites. Arthropod vectors. Group B, direct contact, including via sexual contact and to infants during the intrapartum period. Group G, can colonize various body locations. Some outbreaks have been foodborne. S. pneumoniae. Common colonizer and nasopharynx, transmitted from person to person through close contact. Infection results from microaspiration of organism. May arise from individual's own flora. S. viridans. This group of Streptococcus species comprises a large percentage of the flora of the oral cavity and may colonize other areas, leading to infections in immunocompromised individuals, particularly those with neutropenia.